This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
One thing that fascinated me throughout that whole lunch, all I could hear was laughing and joking.
Hey, why not put myself out there? I have just as much qualifications as anyone else.
I'm Congressman Alan Grayson, and I approve this message.
I don't know why you're carrying water for the most radical, intolerant...
Cat urine! Can you dig it?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass to find, not truth, a couple of laughs. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. It is the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show. Over there, you get the archives. All of the shows that we've done down through the years archived there, being made into downloads as we speak. Being turned into podcasts, being turned into, well, quite frankly, a swine flu vaccine, you know. So anyway, go over there at philhendryshow.com and check it out, man. I mean, there are worse things in this world. And let me tell you something, for the money, you can't beat it. You can't beat the entertainment value for the dollar. It is the largest repository of great radio in the history of the world. And frankly, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to, our show is really the only show worthy of archiving. I mean, there's great shows. There's great shows, don't get me wrong, but ours is only the only modern radio show worthy of archiving. The rest of them, great. You had a great show today. Do you want to hear it again? Not really. All right, Pastor William Rennick joins us this hour. Children with food allergies are getting picked on by classmates and even teachers, if you can imagine that. Plus, a chef who appeared on a Gordon Ramsay reality show kills himself. And what makes this doubly tragic, this is the second chef to commit suicide after appearing on a Gordon Ramsay show, and I'm sure there are all kinds of people making, turning that into a speculative fun and fodder. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, we'll have on Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. His wife is a middle school teacher. And Pastor Rennick, I know you're on the line. You there, sir?
Yes, Phil, I am.
And how are you?
I'm very, very good, thank you. And thank you for having me on a very important topic.
And has Mavis, not Mavis, has Clara talked to you about this?
Clara's talked to me about this, yes. This is a reality in the classrooms these days. And every teacher has to deal with this. And, of course, what I want to speak to you about tonight is the reality of the pseudoscience, you know, homeopathic and this kind of thing.
All right, well, here is the story. Kids with food allergies are frequently bullied and harassed by their classmates and even their teachers, a new study finds. About 35% of children over the age of 5 who are allergic to certain foods have experienced harassment, taunting, or bullying at the school because of their allergies. This is according to researchers at the Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. 86% were teased repeatedly, most often by classmates. But more than 20% of kids reported they were harassed or taunted by their teachers and other school staff. The study, published in the October issue of the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, is the first to examine the social implications of food allergies in children. What are your comments? And has Clara talked about that?
Well, she comes back with all kinds of papers that they're given to study and discuss with other teachers. But my comment on that is a very simple one. It is interesting to me how very quickly, and when I say quickly, Phil, I mean 40 years since American youth had been exposed to this upsurge of philosophy and of religion, religionism, as I call it, from Asia. And we talk about the time of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. We talk about the time of these Eastern mystics, you know.
Right.
But one of the holdovers from those days was what we call this New Age religion. Now, I'm a Christian minister. That's all I am. I'm not a New Age minister. I'm not a Wiccan. I'm not Buddhist. I'm not Hindu. I'm not none of that. I am a Christian minister. I believe the word of Jesus Christ is the truth. When someone says to me, well, I don't believe that, I believe something else, I say, all right. Because I'm a... in this world, we've got to get along with everyone, and everybody speaks the truth. I understand that. I just know what I believe. But what I do not appreciate is when that new way of thinking, if you will, new kind of religion, makes its way into science. And what we've had in the last 30 years is an upsurge in people going to homeopathic and chiropractic. All of them have their place, no question about it. But you talk to a doctor, you talk to medical people, they'll tell you, you know, jury's out on a lot of that mess. Now you've got food allergy. Now, I remember when I came back from...
All right, hold on for a minute, because you're saying a lot of stuff there. Are you saying that allergies are part of a pseudoscience?
I'm telling you that the first time I went to a chiropractor, because I had a bad back, someone said, go to see a chiropractor. I said, all right. I went, he said, oh, you got to have a food allergy because of the way your back... I said, you know, that's all I need to hear. Thank you very much. He said, if you'll come back... I said, I don't... I said, no. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm a Christian minister. I believe in God. I believe in God's world. I believe in God's nature. Right? And I believe that the world of science has done wonderful things. Wonderful things. But I'm not going to. Because it's the thing to do. I think what I'll do, I'm going to read up on New Age. You know,
hold on for just a second, Pastor, because like I said, you're saying a lot there, and I want to jump in with something. New Age, whatever, but are you saying that chiropractic and homeopathic ways of healing are fundamentally unsound?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying we are moving too fast. Now, I'm saying all that to say that my wife comes home, and she's crying. My wife is crying. Well, my wife, I don't like you, but when my wife is crying, you know, there's an old blues song, something's wrong with my baby, something's wrong with me. You ever heard that song, Phil?
And yes, I have. I love that song.
Yeah, if something's wrong with my baby, there's something wrong with me. And my wife comes home crying. Let me tell you something. When I see my wife come to the door crying, there's only one thing I want to... What made her cry? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And she tell me she's on the phone with one of these parents and said... My son got a peanut allergy, a strawberry, something like that. And Clara said to her, she said, I don't think that's what's wrong with his child. I think the child's just got a hay fever, something like that, or maybe a cold. You know?
Well, hay fever's an allergy.
Hold on for a minute. And she said, no, my son got a peanut allergy, so he has to do this, that, and something else. And Clara said to the kid, something like, so does that mean you're allergic to peanut butter sandwich? I bet you're allergic to Reese's Pieces. Not. You know, making a joke like that, the kid starts, oh, you know, do not get no Reese's Pieces, all that, because Clara gave the kid Reese's Pieces, you know.
And she's giving the kid with a peanut allergy Reese's Pieces.
No, she gave it to the other kid. So the parent calls up and said, you made fun of my son, and you didn't give no Reese's Pieces. She said, the kid said that he's allergic to peanuts, which I don't believe. And the parent said, my child is allergic to peanuts, yes. Yeah. Well, the kid don't get no Reese's Pieces. She said, well, how come you... You know, you taunted a child with a Reese's Piece. And Clara said, hey, you know, you sound like some kind of mumbling, stuttering, and they got into it. So she come home crying. So here's my point. I don't believe for a minute. I understand that children get sick, but this idea that food allergy, is somehow related to science, I don't buy it. I think the food allergy thing has happened the last 15, 20 years. I think the science is out on it. I think that people, especially parents with their kids, my wife has to teach, calling up and telling him my kid's got a strawberry, a weed allergy. My child's got a milk allergy. My child's got a peanut allergy. My child, and it becomes the most ridiculous thing you ever heard in your life. And Clara said it once, she said, What you got? Next thing you'll tell, your kid got a food allergy. And the parents said, you know, all she heard was click, you know. So what I'm saying is very simply this. You can have all of your belief system. You can believe...
Hold on for a minute. All right, so just again, your wife talked to a parent whose child, she claimed had a peanut allergy.
That's right.
And so Clara gave out Reese's Pieces to the other kids, but not to this kid. Did she taunt the kid?
Now, this is this news story you read that they're taunting the kids.
And well, what did she say to the kid?
She said, "The kid, I guess you don't get to have one of these." And she swung it back and forth.
So she's swinging it back and forth in front of the kid.
It's not taunting the kid. She's saying, "You're allergic to peanuts, so you don't get to have one." That's not taunting the kid.
Is this your wife's doing this?
Yes, my wife. Let me tell you something, Bill. Don't knock my wife.
I'm not. No, I would never. I know your wife. I would never do that. I'm just asking. Did your wife rock the Reese's Pieces back and forth?
Are you tell me that is taunting a child, because that is not taunting a child. She simply said to the kid, "Your mother said that you are allergic to peanuts, which I don't believe, and I'm glad she said that, because I think the child needs to hear another point of view." And she said, I don't buy that for a minute.
And you think the child needs to hear another point of view, but there's your wife saying, "I don't buy that for a minute."
And she told this child that your mother called, said you are allergic to peanuts, and we have Reese's Pieces. I said, "But you ain't going to have one." Oh, she said that. And she said, "You don't get to have one." And she got that Reese's Pieces, you know, and she's swinging it back and forth, big deal. And the baby, this child, went home and cried. And she said, "Well, your mother said you've got an allergy to peanuts." I said, I believe the moon is made out of green cheese, but I think you made you allergic to peanut. And so this is the problem.
Well, your wife is obviously having some conflict.
Look, God would not put on his great earth things that make people sick. This new age food allergy.
Do you believe in hay fever? Do you believe?
Of course I believe in hay fever. Of course I believe in hay fever. Everybody get hay fever. Everybody. But not everybody allergic to peanuts. And I believe, Phil, that this is the result of a new age. All this mess about this food bad and that food bad. You can't have monosodium glutamate. You can't have sugar. You can't have salt. You can't have this and you can't have that. And they have gradually begun to control the food supply by telling people that certain foods will make them sick, that they can be allergic to food, wheat, milk, flour, sugar, peanuts, strawberries. And I think it is an overindulgent parent, and they try to make their kids special. So my wife's got to sit there. Now I got Reese's Pieces, and I got to give them out to all these kids except this one kid. And the kid's all crying and bellyaching because he can't have a Reese's Pieces. She said, "You can't have a Reese's Pieces because your mother said you're allergic to peanuts." Yeah, right.
And all right, Pastor Reddick, your wife's got a conflict with this parent, you know, and she's going to have to deal with it. If she doesn't believe in, and Pastor William Reddick and his wife Clara, they don't believe that things like wheat allergy and peanut allergies and strawberry allergies are based in any kind of science at all, that they are simply the byproduct of the new age of homeopathy and overly paranoid consumers. And this story here says that the kids with food allergies are the victims of bullying by classmates and teachers. So are kids with food allergies the victims of bullying by classmates and teachers, or are there kids out there who don't really have food allergies and the teachers are maybe growing short of patience? That's what Pastor Reddick is saying here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Is there such a thing as a food allergy? 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't think there is such a thing as a food allergy. I think they made it up. Made it up out of whole cloth.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Pastor William Reddick from Joyful Union Congregation. His wife, Clara, is a teacher at Joyful Union's elementary and middle school. And they've got a lot of kids in that school, I guess. How many of them have these food allergies? How many of them are actually, how many of the parents are talking to your wife?
Well, you know, Phil, any given week, you might hear from maybe half a dozen parents who say, "My child got a food allergy." And let me tell you why this is in my opinion, this is a phony deal, because she hadn't heard from any of these parents until about 7, 8, 9 years ago. All of a sudden, everybody got a food allergy. Before that, these children were fine. I never had a food allergy growing up. I never knew no kid that had a food allergy growing up. You know,
well, what about, there's a lot of kids that break out with a rash. I mean, I did as a kid. You know.
Well, you told me that you, I believe in hay fever and like that. But you told me one time you got a rash from what?
I told you from a fish sandwich.
From a fish sandwich. Now, we know that that's polluted. But here's my point. They got so much of this this different soap. And the other, Clara, you got that soap from where?
I got that baby shower.
My wife brought back some soap from a baby shower, and she used it to clear to wash some of the towel. Now I'm toweling off after a shower, and I got a rash. And you didn't want me to say where, but I cannot relieve myself without...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We had to dump that last part, Pastor. Let's go to a phone call and get some people on the line here to talk about this. Ken in Concord, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ken. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick.
Hi, Phil. I have a daughter that has a peanut allergy, and I don't know where the gentleman gets the impression that this is some sort of opinion or something that the parents have that they just pulled out of thin air that the kid has a food allergy and it's nothing to be concerned about. I mean...
all of a sudden, everybody got a peanut allergy. Now, there have never been cases of children strangling or not being able to breathe in the last 50, 60, 70 years. And all of a sudden, kids can't breathe because what? Peanuts? You see, what I'm saying is the following thing. You are a bill of goods. You're being sold a bill of goods as a parent because this is based in a new age view of holistic healing, which is fine. I've got nothing against that, but I do believe in science.
I see what you're saying, sir, but, you know, I've experienced this firsthand. I mean, she can't come in contact with anything that even contains peanut oil without, her skin, she breaks out into blotches, her airway closes up. You know, and I mean, this is a child that is already asthmatic, and you know,
she's got asthma. She's got asthma.
Right, but she has a reaction to anything that contains peanut oil.
She's got a reaction. Let me tell you about breathing. Breathing is an autonomic nervous function. Nonetheless, it is subject to emotion. How many times does our breathing quicken? How many times does our breathing become irregular when we're afraid, when we're frightened? You tell a child
that's
you're allergic to peanuts, begins to breathe irregular. No, it's not a separate issue.
No, wait, are you saying that this becomes something in the child's mind, you're allergic to peanuts, so her asthma kicks in?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I think the parents of these poor children need to understand, if this baby's got, you said this baby's got asthma, and
any form of asthma or any reaction that's related to asthma that has any sort of a topical, causes any sort of a topical reaction.
She might have a reaction. She could have a reaction to a lot of things. It might be nerves. Nerves. You know, people break out in hives before they take tests. There's a disease called Pope's disease. And they called it Pope's disease because the only men that would get it were the cardinals in the cardinal college before they elected a pope. They'd get rashes all over their arms and hands. Called Pope's disease. It's a nervous reaction.
Well, wait a minute. You know, one of the things we're not talking about here is the science, as you were saying, Pastor Rennick, and it would be nice to discuss that a little bit. Let's go over to thank you very much for your call, sir. Let's go to Debbie in Mobile, Alabama.
There is no science. You're talking about peanuts?
Yeah.
There's no peanut science.
Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I do have a sister that's 62, not into New Age medicine. She began having allergic reactions to sesame seeds as a child. Each time that you're exposed to it, your body builds up more of an immune response. The body recognizes it as a foreign item and is not able to recognize it as a food. So your body builds up antibodies and immunity toward it and fights it as something that's not natural to your body. The last time she got it, she almost died. Her heart enlarged. Her face turned inside out. We could not recognize her.
I'm going to make a joke. Was it your sister? All right. Joke's done.
Now, that's very funny.
Well, look. Here's what I want to say to Debbie. You know, when you said the heart enlarged, the face turned purple, you didn't recognize him? I mean, that happened to my brother one time. I got in a fight. So a lot of things can cause...
Well, this woman wasn't in a fight.
No, I understand that.
No, We didn't even know she'd gotten the sesame seed. It was in a sesame seed cracker the third time she was exposed to it. And she has to carry epinephrine with her. If she gets anything with sesame oil, it will kill her.
But she can't handle Chinese food. what's happening now?
I got to take a break. Hold on, Debbie. Debbie, you hadn't, and you too, Pastor Rennick. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about food allergies. Pastor Rennick says they don't exist.
They don't! My brother got the fight.
Phil Hendry.
That's what happened to his face.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We are on with Pastor William Rennick. We're talking about food allergies and how his wife Clara deals with them, and neither he nor Clara believe in them. Debbie on the line from Mobile, Alabama. Now, Debbie, you were talking about your sister had a sesame allergy, sesame seed or sesame oil allergy, correct?
Yes, sir. Anything sesame. And she's not new age. She's 62. This has happened all of her life. And it's like, I am a nurse, and I've been a blood bank technician. There's a reason that it happens in the body is that your body does not recognize a food or a medicine as something that you should have in your body. It builds up an immune response, antibody.
Hold on, Pastor, hold on. The lady's talking.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm talking to my wife. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, I'm sorry. But the body, time that you're exposed to it, the body's response is more and more.
When a brown fog is in.
I'm sorry?
I can hear you, Pastor.
What's that?
I can hear you talking to Clara.
I apologize. She's making me some midnight snack.
Okay. I tell you what. Let me get your feeling on this, Pastor Rennick. Debbie's talked about her sister. She's not new age. She's in her 60s. She has a sesame oil.
Let me tell you something, Phil. And Debbie, Phil Hendry, I know Phil a long time. Phil told me one time. Every time he takes a bite of sharp cheddar cheese, not every time, but the first time he takes a bite of sharp cheddar cheese, every time he has sharp cheddar cheese for the first time, like he got a block at the store, he brings it home, cuts his slice. What do you tell me you do, Phil?
I sneeze.
You sneeze. You sneeze. And you think that is a food allergy. Let me tell you. The body does something in concert with a physical action, and we automatically associate that physical response in the body with that physical action. It might not have nothing to do with it. If your sister had sesame oil one night, and it just so happened, she might have had, I don't know what, she might have had some staph infection, she might have had any kind. Now she associates.
I am a nurse. I am a nurse, and I have known her all my life, of course. And I know the facts behind it. Yes, sir, can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes.
Okay,
I didn't finish. And then your sister fakes herself out. See, every time she sees sesame oil, she's all faked out.
Wait a minute, faked out? She's in her 60s.
Right, so the last time she got it, she did not know she even had sesame. We found it in an ingredient that she had in a cracker. It's not something that she knows. It's not a learned response. It's the body's response to something that's foreign to it.
If your sister, when she had that cracker, did she know she had an allergy to sesame at that time when she had the cracker?
No, I don't think so. The last time she had it, they figured what it out. They did manage to save her life.
Well, see, the lady just, she went, I don't know what you're trying to cover up, but I think that woman knew she had a sesame. She should have looked for the ingredient. She did see the ingredient, and she went ahead and ate it anyway because she thought, man, I love sesame.
No, all right. No. Debbie, thank you, and I'm glad that your sister is doing, I hope she's doing well. Is she doing all right?
She just has to take epinephrine with her. She can't eat, like,
very, very
fast
good
food because of the oil. But right.
I think your sister, God bless your sister. God bless her, Debbie, and God bless you. But I think your sister, she started sesame on a cracker, and she said, I'm going to have me sesame. I don't give a, because there's no...
Nobody's going to try to kill themselves.
She doesn't think she's going to kill herself. There's no way that she's... Let me ask you something. If you're trying to tell me, and thousands of people listen to radio right now, that people are allergic to Chinese food, because you're telling me if you're allergic to sesame, you're allergic to Chinese food. Don't you try to say...
Well,
is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not trying to say.
And that's what you say when you take when you tell me that somebody allergic to sesame oil.
Now,
you tell me someone allergic to sesame oil. You tell me they're allergic to what do you call it? You are telling me they're allergic.
Chinese food.
Chinese food. Bro, I'm not going to buy. I don't believe that. I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe in that anymore than I believe in a, what do you call it? Speedy Alka-Seltzer, all them other little fairies. You know,
Speedy Alka-Seltzer?
You think he lives? Do you think he lives and walks the earth? No. He's a little Alka-Seltzer man.
Wow, 877-876-PHIL.
Wow. What is that?
I don't know what you're talking about, okay? We're talking about two different things. Let me go over to another phone call here in Topeka. This is Ashton. Hi, Ashton. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead.
Hi, Pastor. I'm not a believer in New Age medicine either, but the fact of the matter is I'm allergic to peanuts, and the science bears it out. Really, you're just throwing out anecdotal evidence. Debbie had it exactly right.
But Debbie had it exactly right. What she said is you build up an immune response. That means that the body becomes stronger in its response to an invading agent or an agent that is abusing the system. That doesn't make any sense of what she told me about her sister. Her sister eating sesame, getting worse. Last time her face turned into something she didn't even recognize.
I've been hospitalized
that make no sense.
For it, sir. I have had a Thanksgiving dinner ruined. I was given a chocolate cookie. I thought it wasn't going to cause me any problems. It was made in the same bowl as they made peanut butter cookies. My face swole up. My throat swole up. I didn't know what I was eating, and my entire Thanksgiving was ruined. They rushed me to the hospital, and medical experts would agree with me. The science bears
it out. When you say medical
experts, you're a believer in science, sir. Hold on.
I am a believer in science. I do not believe in the new age, newfangled.
Neither do medical professionals, sir. But the fact of the matter is, I have a peanut allergy and millions of other people do.
Think about it. Think about what you just said. I got a peanut allergy. Now, sir, we live in a day and age where we are trying to cure people of every kind of horrible virus. Virus will kill you. Blood virus. Cancer. Diseases of the heart. Diseases of the lungs.
It's not a virus.
What's that?
It's an immune response, sir. It's not a virus. I don't just spontaneously.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying we got so many hypochondriacs that they got to find something wrong with them.
I am not a hypochondriac, sir.
You got a peanut allergy. Well, let me ask you this. You say the doctor looked you straight in the face and said you got a peanut allergy. Is that what he said?
When I ingest peanuts, I have a reaction. I would say that that's just the clinical definition of a peanut allergy.
I'm just asking you what a doctor told you. I'm asking you what a medical doctor, told you. What did he tell you?
A doctor told me that I have a peanut allergy. That's how I came to the conclusion. And my personal evidence bears it out for myself, because whenever I eat peanuts, I have a problem.
Wait a minute. A doctor tells you that you got a peanut allergy, and you go ahead and eat peanuts anyway. What are you trying to get me to believe?
Very few times.
He didn't know that the peanut was in.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He didn't know that it was in the bowl from the cookies that he did eat. It was mixed in.
Well, I'm simply saying.
I was not attempting to draw attention to myself by ruining Thanksgiving dinner and being rushed to the hospital, sir.
What kind of doctor was
He was at the ER. I mean, he was just in the emergency room.
Was he a medical doctor?
Yes, sir.
He chiropractic? How do you know? He could have been a chiropractor.
No,
what do you mean a chiropractor? In an emergency? What do you mean in a chiropractor?
I'm on the same page with you there, sir.
All right. So.
All right, look, I appreciate your call, Ashton.
I want to find out what kind of doctor this man was treated by in the ER. Because if he was treated by a chiropractor...
There's no chiropractor in the emergency room.
How does this man know?
Sir, I just expected...
All right, well, the point is that this guy was told by a doctor, okay?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm a Christian minister. And I'm going to say this to Ashton, I'm not trying to tell you what religion I believe. I believe in Jesus Christ, I believe in the Word of God, and I believe in science, but I don't believe in any kind of science that's influenced by... spiritualism. You know what I mean by spiritualism?
I respect your opinion. You're just wrong.
All right. And spiritualism is that which has infected much of this New Age homeopathic nonsense. Now, all of a sudden, out of the homeopathic movement, what do we got? We got Ashton says he got a peanut allergy. And somebody else got a, you know, a this allergy, that a weed allergy, you know. I got a oak allergy.
Genetic mutations occur. I just don't see why you find it so
genetic
difficult
mutations.
That there's a peanut
no,
allergy.
No, I'll simply say, well, I'm going to ask you something, and Mr. Henry's going to think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm simply asking you this. Did you hear when he said peanut, are you sure it wasn't another word?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the question.
Okay.
I said, when you heard the word peanut, are you sure he wasn't trying to say another word that sounds like that?
Okay.
Would you let the man finish there? What
are you talking about?
Yeah? Because there might have been another word that sounds like peanut.
Oh, no,
that's
sir. No, sir.
I not a penis for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Had to get it in, huh?
What?
You know what you said.
Penis ring.
You know something?
I got to whisper that because I don't know whether the FCC or all the nonsense you got to put up with.
What has that got to do with anything? So in other words, what?
That he's a heterosexual. That he's a heterosexual. Maybe the guy tried crossing the street and the doctor said, don't do that. No! You can't do that.
Tried crossing the street.
Right. He tried to, the forbidden love of another man. You know what the Bible says about that?
Well,
you know what the Bible says about that? You don't lay down on another man. But the doctor found out that he had. The doctor said, seems to me you got a blankety blank allergy, a penis allergy.
All right, thanks a lot.
But wait a minute.
Pastor William Renick, you know what? I didn't say goodnight to Clara, and I apologize. Goodnight, Clara. 877, what?
You don't know mine.
On the line. Clara, is that you?
Yeah. I just want to say, Phil, thank you very, very much. I've been trying to tell this dumb fool for the last 3 weeks that peanut allergy does exist. I didn't try to wave it in front of a child. I tried to have one of the kid unwrap it. And
where's the reason, Pete?
Hold on. I'm on the radio right now.
I told you not to talk to that fool. I told you,
hold up, I'm on a radio. I did not. I waited in front of a child, Phil, to have that child unwrap it. It was not the child that had the peanut out, you know.
So you, all right, so you don't have a problem with it.
I have no problem. And
we don't read the peanut!
Excuse me, Phil, don't yell like a child. I'll come home and get the Reese's Pieces out. I'm hiding them.
Boy, you better take care of him.
I hear you, I don't. Thank you very much.
All right, dude, thank you.
Thank you.
What a baby. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our news hour coming up with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. All kinds of crazy stuff coming up. A fist fight almost breaks out on the set of a news show. We got Alan Grayson. People are turning against him. You know that guy, that freak? Well, you'll find out about it. I can't describe him. I can't even explain the guy. He's some kind of a mutation. But he's currently serves in Congress. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
There's a guy named Alan Grayson. You know this guy, Alan Grayson? We're kind of interested in him. Most people don't know who the hell he is. He's a congressman, but we're interested in him because he's a very incendiary guy. And he is, I've likened him to the thinking man's Wally George, you know. In other words, he has the appearance of an educated man. He has the styling of one you might think. You might think of a typical East Coast sort of liberal type, you know, a Kennedy type. But he's very acerbic, and he's very acerbic. He's rude. His attacks are not very intelligent. So he He betrays a stupidity, really, in a lot of the things that he says, even though he's, and he thinks he's a badass. I mean, he's a guy who's just begging to get his ass kicked, if you want my honest opinion, you know.
But you talk about kicking a guy's ass, he's in the Congress, you're going to go, it's probably go to prison and everything.
Probably right, bud, but I'm just saying, you know.
You're not really saying I'm going to kick his ass.
No, I know, but the federal law.
Federal law what?
Ever since Kennedy got assassinated. On account of that, you probably ought to read up on it.
Oh, really? But well, that's the president, okay? I don't know what it says about Congress people. I'm not really going to kick Alan Grayson's ass. I say he's a guy begging for it. But the president was assassinated, and that's about the president. See?
Well, I've been reading up on it.
If you've been reading up on it, then you know it's about the president, ain't about the congressman.
Yeah, about the president, not the congressman.
I think the two of you ought to do a little more reading. That's all what I want to say about it.
Yeah, okay, man. You know, I mean, I'm not going to have this argument right now, okay?
Well, okay. Fine with me.
Yeah. Representative Alan Grayson, anyway, has compared Republicans to Nazis. He's likened Dick Cheney to a vampire. He stated that Rush Limbaugh was, quote, more lucid when he was a drug addict. So it's no surprise. That last one's actually funny, but still. So it's no surprise that the Florida Democrat is now lobbing insults at his current Republican challenger, Dan Webster. But critics say that Grayson's latest ad labeling his opponent Taliban Dan not only goes too far, but it's misleading. And when we say critics, by the way, folks, we're talking about fellow progressives, fellow liberals. We're talking about Contessa Brewer over at MSNBC. All kinds of cats, man. I guess that's just one, huh?
Yeah, you said all kind of liberal. Who else?
Yeah, that's just one.
I know it, man. He's had other people that don't dig him. Anyway, I think Keith Oberfuhrer went off on him. Nonetheless, religious fanatics try to take away our, this is his ad, which I thought was kind of interesting. Religious fanatics try to take away our freedom in Afghanistan, in Iran, and right here in Central Florida. In Iran, where are they taking away our religious freedom in Iran, man? I know we're at war in Afghanistan. Are you saying we ought to go to war in Iran? Oh, anyway. The ad's narrator begins, the commercial then plays a clip of Webster stating, wives, submit yourselves to your own husband, and she should submit to me. That's in the Bible. The ad then outlines several positions it claims Webster holds on issues related to women. But apparently the full text of the submit to me comments was shown later by Mr. Webster, in which he says, don't pick the Bible verses that say she should submit to me. So Grayson's Taliban Dan ad, wasn't very honest. It took Webster's words out of context. It twisted the meaning. This was in a headline in the Orlando Sentinel, one of the congressman's hometown newspapers. The nonpartisan nonprofit factcheck.org wrote of Grayson in its analysis, he's using edited video to make his rival appear to be saying the opposite of what he really said. According to FactCheck, the full context of the remarks make clear that Webster's not telling wives to submit to their husbands, just the opposite. Grayson's spokesman, Dan Drizzle.
Is that what it says?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Dan Drizzle.
Dan Drizzle. Told FactCheck that the campaign interpreted Webster's remarks to mean that he believes wives should submit to their husbands. According to FactCheck, Grayson can't read, neither can Sam Drizzle. No, it said, this is the second time in as many weeks that the Grayson campaign has resorted to cheap gimmicks to attack their opponent. As we wrote last week, Grayson falsely claimed Webster, quote, refused to call to service during the Vietnam War. In fact, Webster received routine student deferments in high school and college and was disqualified for medical reasons after college. As for Webster's position on abortion, whatever. So this guy Grayson's a lying sack of crap. So anyway, let's listen to some comments here. This is some audio. I'm sure it's just fantastic. Representative Alan Grayson calls his opponent in the upcoming election Taliban Dan in a new campaign ad.
I'm Congressman Alan Grayson, and I approve this message.
Religious fanatics try to take away our freedom in Afghanistan, in Iran, and right here in Central Florida.
Wives, submit yourself to your own husband.
Daniel Webster wants to impose his radical fundamentalism on us.
She should submit to me. That's in the Bible.
Webster tried to deny battered women medical care and the right to divorce their abusers.
Oh, wow.
Submit to me.
He wants to force raped women to bear the child.
Submit to me.
Taliban Dan Webster. Hands off our bodies and our laws.
Well, except yours. Now, here is Contessa Brewer pressing Representative Grayson to defend his ad.
Well, the Taliban try to impose their bizarre religious views on the rest of us, and so does my opponent and the group that he belongs to, the Institute for Basic Life Principles. Among other things, the Institute for Basic Life Principles doesn't want women to work outside the home. Where would that leave you?
Your ad was rated false on PolitiFact. Why not just use his stand on women's issues? Why twist his words?
We're doing that. And we didn't twist his words.
Well, you did, and that was Contessa Brewer, and you had slept with her. I'm kidding. All right, so...
That's a cheap shot on her and everything she stands for.
Yeah, what does Contessa Brewer stand for?
Yeah, what does she stand for?
Well, I don't know, but...
I was joking. We had one more clip. I didn't think we had time, but I think we do. Here is now... The nonpartisan nonprofit Fact Check slams the ad. Grayson is using edited video. They say he's a lying turd.
I'm Congressman Alan Grayson, and I approve this message.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he might have approved that, but...
So, write a journal. Second, find a verse. I have a verse for my wife. I have verses for my wife. Don't pick the ones that say she should submit to me. That's in the Bible, but pick the ones that you're supposed to do. So instead, you'd love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
All right, two chefs from Gordon Ramsay reality shows commit suicide, plus a transgendered student isn't allowed to be the homecoming king. Is it fair? Is it weird? PhilHendryShow.com. Don't forget our podcast tomorrow. Listen to them, download them. Do it, brother. Live in it, son. Live in it.
Phil Hendry.
Live in it, son.